Okay, good vocal Rosites. Hope all is well. Today's daf is Yuma daf Yud Gimel, and our share is Mishkos of Furshlema for Namimir of Hashem of Garezel, and for Shir Vest of Aralea, and for Yeshua Chaim ben Chana Yehudis. We're here on Yud Beis and Mabez, and I'm going to start a little bit up, 10, 11 lines up, Tanu Rabbanan, and that'll get us kicking on the topic for today. So it says the Gemara, Tanu Rabbanan, Ira Bo Psul Uminu Acher Tachtov. Let's say the Kohen Gadol, right, as you remember from the Mishnah, the Kohen Gadol, they set up a backup for the Kohen Gadol in case he had some sort of problem. So if it became Tamei, let's say, for example, and then they appointed the second one in his stead, so Rishul Chosod Avodah, so Sheni Kala Mitzvah Kuna Gadola, Allah after Rabbi Meir. What do you do with the backup after Yom Kippur, right, after we're done? So the first one, says Rabbi Meir, the first one goes back to his original post, and the second one has all the mitzvahs of the Kohen Gadol, meaning he's still a full-fledged Kohen Gadol. He's still the Kohen Gadol. Rabbi Yossi says Rishon Chozer Lavodah So Sheinei, but right, so Rabbi Yossi agrees that the first one goes back to his previous status, but the Sheinei, he says no, the Sheinei is not actually a Kohen Gadol. It's not, you're not going to have two Kohen Gadols in the Beis Hamikdash. He's not able to be a Kohen Gadol. And then we're going to explain why exactly in a second. I'm Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Yossi fortifies his Peshitta, and he says, Maisa Yosef ben Elim, there's a story about this Kohen named Yosef ben Elim, Betzipori, and he was from Tzipori, Sha'ira Bo Psul, a Kohen Gadol, that the Kohen Gadol had some sort of Psul, Uminuhu Tachtav, and they made Yosef ben Elim, right, the backup, right, he was elevated to be the Kohen Gadol. Barmachachamim, Rishon Chosel, Avadazo, Sheni, Enu Royalo, the Kohen Gadol, the Kohen Hedyot. And the Chachamim said, yeah, listen, like, they paskan like me, like Rabbi Yossi, that the first one goes back, and the second one, right, the Yosef ben Elim, he can't be Kohen Gadol, and he can't be Kohen Hedyot either, right? He's like a middle in between a regular Kohen and a Kohen Gadol. He can't be a Kohen Gadol. Why? Mishum Eva, because there's going to be kind of jealousy and fights, right? Well, who says, right, you should go do the Avodah. I want to do the Avodah. We don't want to have fights between the Kohanim, Kohanim Gadolim. But Kohen Hedyot, he can't be a regular Kohen Hedyot because Ma'alim Bakodesh, Mishum Ma'alim Bakodesh, Ma'alim Oridin, because we have a concept that you go up in Kedusha and not down. Right? We're not going to relegate the Kohen Gadol, right? He can't be demoted to be a regular Kohen, so he's kind of stuck in the middle, and he is neither. So says the Amar Rabbi Baruch Hanan Rabbi Yochanan, meaning obviously he's still a status of a Kohen, right? He still can get Truma, etc., etc., but he's kind of like in between. Rabbi Baruch Hanan Rabbi Yochanan, so he says that the halacha is actually like Rabbi Yossi. The halacha is like Rabbi Yossi. Mud Rabbi Yossi shim avar im avar the avar davudaso. And Rabbi Yossi agrees that even if the backup goes and righty, according to Rabbi Yossi, he can't be the Kohen Gadol. But let's say he does avoda as the Kohen Gadol. So then still avodaso kshira, that still works, right? Even though he shouldn't be the Kohen Gadol again, because if it's a technical reason, he's not going to be the Kohen Gadol because of Eva. So technically, right, he's fit to be the Kohen Gadol, and he could do the Avodah. So if he does, so then his Avodah is kosher. I'm Rabbi Yudah Marav, Halach Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Yossi, right, the Halach, again, the Halach is like Rabbi Yossi, Umod Rabbi Yossi, Shem Meis Rishon, Shechoder Vel Avodaso. And Rabbi Yossi will agree that if the first one dies, so now the backup becomes the full-time Kohen Gadol. So the Gemara says, well, yeah, Pshita, obviously, but you know, appoint someone else, right? You might as well take the guy who's there once. So Mazatema, no, you might have thought, that would bother the Kohen Gadol while he was still alive, that there's a backup and there's a replacement, someone's going to take over for me eventually. You might have thought that would bother him. So Kamash Malan, we don't think that that's a big deal, and he can be the Kohen Gadol, right? The backup can be the Kohen Gadol when the first Kohen dies. Rabbi Yudah Omer Afi Shacharis Matkin Lo, right? If you remember, Rabbi Yudah had said that you prepare, not only do you prepare a backup Kohen Gadol, you can prepare a backup wife. So the Gemara says, we're going to have to talk about exactly how that works, but first of all, the Rabbanan Nami HaChayshu L'Shema, I understand. The Chachamim are concerned that the Kohen Gadol might become Tamei, so therefore we make a backup Kohen Gadol. Rabbi Yudah is concerned that we're concerned that his wife will die, therefore we set up a backup wife. Well, why aren't the if the Chachamim are concerned for Shema, for maybe he'll become Tamei, why aren't they concerned for maybe his wife will die? So the Rabbanan would say, right? The Rabbanan would just say simply, yeah, okay, it's much more common that the guy will become Tamei as opposed to his wife passing away suddenly. Okay. Amr lo im kain ein davar sof, right? The Chachamim said back to Rabbi Yehuda, if you're going to set up a backup wife, say ein davar sof, you should need two or three or four. It'll never end. So Gemara says, yeah, shapar kamar elei the Rabbi Yehuda. That's a good answer, right? Why is Rabbi Yehuda, right? At some point, you got to draw a line. So Rabbi Yehuda amr lecha, Rabbi Yehuda would say no. Lemisa dechada chashina, lemisa detarti lo chashina. Rabbi Yehuda would say, yeah, okay, we're concerned with one wife dying, but two, already that's ridiculous. That's already way beyond the realm of possibility. And the Rabbanan, v'iika lemeka shafil lemisa detrain chashinan, meaning, and the Rabbanan would say, no, if you're going to be concerned, theoretically you should be concerned with the death of two of them. So the Gemara says, well, ask that line of reasoning should be applied back to the Rabbanan. For Rabbanan, Nemru inhu lenafshahu. Why don't they say that about themselves? Meaning the Rabbanan said to Rabbi Yehuda, if you're going to be concerned for one wife dying, so then you should be concerned for two or three or four or five. Well, if that's their logic, so why don't they apply that to themselves? Meaning they're concerned that maybe the Kohen Gadol will become Tame, therefore we apply a backup. Well, maybe the backup will become Tame. Maybe the third string will become Tame. Maybe the fourth string will become Tame. Like, you could also say, in the Dever Sof, right, by the Rabbanan Shita. Right? So, Amin Lecha Rabbanan, the Rabbanan would say, no, Kohen Gadol Zorisu. No, Kohen Gadol is careful. He doesn't very readily become Tame. So, Kumar says, okay, well, he's Zorisu, Lama Matkin and Kohen Acher. Well, if the Kohen Gadol is careful, so then why are we even bothering with a backup? As Kumar says, no, Kevin David didn't let Zara call you came to Ms. Darius Tvei. Because once you appoint the backup, so then the Kohen Gadol is going to be even more careful. Because right? That's going to help the Kohen Gadol become more careful. Right? Because he knows there's someone waiting in the wings, right? Like a quarterback. It's a new draft pick, so then right, the quarterback, starting quarterback, he knows there's somebody that he has to look over his shoulder. Maybe he'll start playing better. Okay. Now, the Gemara says, like this, umid sagile bitakanta. Does it really work to fix it like this? Meaning, what Rabbi Yehuda said again, what Rabbi Yehuda said, you have to prep another wife, right, a backup wife. That does that really work? Does that really help? Right, beso amarachmana. Right, the Torah says beso that he needs to v'chaper ba'ado v'abeso. Right, that was the Kohen Gadol. Right, this week's parsha we read today that the Kohen has to atone for him and his house, i.e., and his wife. Beso v'alav besohi. The problem is you prepare a backup wife. Well, they're not married, so how does she help? Right, I understand there's a backup there, but how are you going to do that? Like, let's say that the wife passes, for his real wife passes away. Gemara says, you're right, the Mekadosh Lo. No, Nechanami, they get engaged. Now, if you remember, just, and this is important to understand, that there's two steps to Kiddushin, to marriage, there's Kiddushin, and there's Nisuin. So the Gemara first posits that, okay, he's just Mekadosh her, right? He marries, he gives her Kiddushin, so then they're kind of half married. The Gemara says, V'kakama, delokonis la, la beso hid. So the Gemara says, yeah, okay, well, but if not, they're not fully married, so that's not considered beso. And that's going to be important for later on a discussion on Amud Beis. Right, Beso implies that they're fully married. Right, his house. Right, if she's not in his house, right, back in the day they used to get engaged. She used to stay in her father-in-law's house. Right, he used to make a parnasa for a year, and then they would get married. Then they do the nisuin. So while they did the kiddushin, right, he's not Beso. They're not considered to be fully married. It's not his house. So Gemara says, yeah, in a chenami, did kanisla. Right, so he married her. He does actually fully marry this woman. Let's say I don't know, Erev Yom Kippur, whatever. So it says, well, in Cain, if that's true, have a leishne batim. One second, if he's married to two women, then he has two houses. Rachman amar v'chiper bado v'ad beso v'lo ba'ad shtei batim. Right? The Torah says he has to atone for his wife, for his house, i.e. beso, that's one, that's singular, v'lo ba'ad shtei batim, and not for two houses. Gemara says, you're right, da'adar magarishla. So then he divorces her. Right after they get married, then he divorces her. Well, the Gemara is going to go back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, and try and figure out what exactly is going on over here. Just in terms of methodology, that's not strange, because the Gemara was basically a recording of all the conversations that they had at the Beis Medrash. So it's not that the Gemara knew everything, right? We paskin from the Gemara, but the Gemara, when it goes back and forth and back and forth, that likely was a discussion in the Beis Medrash exactly how to work this out. So the Gemara is not just going to race to the end, it's going to record the entire back and forth. So the Gemara says, oh, you're right. Inechanami the Hadar Megarish La, he marries her, then he divorces her. The Gemara says, well, Megarish La, Hadar Kushin Ladechte. Well, if he divorces her before Yom Kippur, so then you're back to square one. But the backup wife is not married to him. So the Gemara says, Lo Tzricha the Megarish La Al Tanai. So this is basically, he's going to make the get on condition. And this is going to lead into the whole discussion in terms of what exactly is the condition that he needs to write these gets. Right, a get can be just a straight-up get, but there are a lot of cases in Shas where the get is al-tanai, where, for example, here is a get if I don't come back in 30 days. Right? If the husband goes on a dangerous trip, so he says, if I don't come back in 30 days, then you are divorced, you don't have to worry, he doesn't want to leave his wife in Aguna. So that's a common example in the Gemara. This is your get if I'm not back in 30 days. Sure enough, if the husband does not step foot in the house 30 days, between now and 30 days later, so then the woman is divorced. Okay, that's a get all tonight. So that's basically, we're going to try and figure out, what is this tonight? What is this condition that the Kohen Gadol has to write to this woman? So the Amar La, what's the tonight? What's the condition? Harei zegiteich amanas shetamusi. Now there's a girsa issue over here, but as we'll see, because that's a kind of a strange suggestion. Either way, meaning the first tonight that the Gemara seems to suggest is he gives her a get. This is your get on condition that you die. Now, what does that mean? So, like, if you look at Tosfos, Almanash and Tamusi, well, if she dies, right, the second wife, so why is he divorcing her? Then she's no longer married to him, either way. Tosfos says that maybe she would die in the middle, right, in the middle of the Avodah. So, if she dies in the middle of the Avodah, so then, right, they weren't married the entire time. So, Gemara says, well, V'demo lo ma'isi v'avlesh ne'matim. That doesn't help, because maybe she won't die, and then he'll be married to two women. Right. So he says, no, the Gemara tries again. Maybe the Tanai is that this is a get and condition that you don't die. So if she makes it to the end of Yom Kippur, so then, right, turns out he was only married to one woman. So the Gemara says, well, Ilo Misa, Migushala. Well, if she doesn't die, then they were divorced. But Vi Misa, Ha Kaila Hach. Meaning, if she doesn't die, so then they were divorced. And if she dies, so then, right, he was married to the other wife, not theoretically, would work out. The Gemara says that doesn't work out either, because maybe that woman won't die, maybe the second wife, the backup won't die, the high gita, and that will be a good get, right? But maybe the first wife will die. Meaning if the second wife survives the entire Yom Kippur, then they were divorced the whole time. Well, maybe the first wife will die. So, and then the Kohen Gadol will be not married throughout the entire service. Elo damar la amanas shetamos achas mikem. So the get is on condition that one of you will die. Right? So misa ha kaima hach. If one of them dies, so then the other one is alive, and then he's misa hach ha kaima ha. Right? And if the other one dies, so then the other one is alive. I mean, if one of them dies, right? Turns out he'll be married to one wife. So Gemara says v'dima lo misa v'lo chad minayu v'avlish nebatim. Well, maybe nobody will die, and then right if the get is conditioned on the other woman dying, so then that doesn't help, right? Then maybe I'll have two wives if nobody dies. And also, and that's also not even a valid get, right? Because if what's the condition? The get is on condition that you die before. The get is on condition that you die, right? That's not a good get, right? Because the get has to be chal. Right? One of the rules with making a conditional get is that it has to be able to fulfill the condition before the woman dies. But if you say this is a get and on condition that you die, so that's not helpful, right? Ki hay gavna mi havigita, right? Damar Rava, arei zegiteich amanas shelo tishti yayin kol yimei chayai v'chaychi. But if you Rava said that if you say a get, this is your get on condition that you do not drink wine all my life, meaning all the days when I'm alive or all the days when you're alive. I mean, it's ingrid and zekrisos. That's not a get because it's impossible for the get for the condition to be fulfilled. Right, during the woman's entire life. Right, if it's up until you die, so then you can never be a get. So call you chayi ploni harizek krisus. But if you say this is your get on condition that you don't drink as long as that other person is alive, so if the woman outlives that other person, so then that could be a get. Right, then it could fall. Then it could be chal. Then it could work. So this doesn't make sense. How could you have that condition? Right, on the condition, right, this will be your get. I'll deny that you die. So I love the Amar Lass. Rather, no. The Gemara tries again. Right, this is a get on the condition that your wife does not, that the other wife does not die. Ilo misa chavrtei megirsha. Right, if the other wife, if the first wife doesn't die, the second one is divorced. But if the first wife does die, so then the second wife is married to him. So Gemara says, well, that doesn't work either, because so maybe the woman will die, the first wife will die in between, right, in the middle of the avoda, right? The igla milsa lemafreya, and then you'll find out, right, retroactively, digita ha deha lav gitahu, and you'll find out that the get is not a get, meaning if the get is on condition that she dies. So if the woman dies in the middle, Right, so then it's not a, on the condition that she doesn't die. So if the woman dies, doesn't die in the middle. Sorry, this is a little bit confusing. We keep on going. Let's give them names, so it's a little bit easier. Let's say Rachel is, Leah is the first wife, and Rachel is the second wife. Yeah. So Leah is the first wife, and Rachel is the backup. I guess that was the order in which they got married, right? Yaakov married Leah first. So that's the Leah is the first wife, and Rachel is the second wife. So the condition is, right, he gives to Rachel, again, on condition that Leah does not die. So the problem is that, let's say Leah dies in the middle of the Avoda. So therefore, the get is no good, right? That it was not a get, right? And then Leah was still alive at the beginning of the Avoda. So it turns out, and the get is no good now because Leah died in the middle. So it turns out he's married to both of them, right, during the Avoda. So Elda Amar La, rather he says, Hareza Giteich Amanach Tamuz Chavardeich. No, he gives a get to Rachel and says, this is a get if Leah dies. The Gemara says, it also doesn't work. Maybe she will die. Right? Maybe Leah will die. If I really Gita die Gita, then it will be a good get. Become a little biased, and he won't have, won't be married to anybody. Right? In the middle of the Avoda, let's say she dies, in the middle of the Avoda, now he's not married to anybody. So Gemara says, no, Ella, the Megarish Lut Tervayu. Actually, he doesn't give one get, he gives two gets, right? If this wasn't confusing enough, right? He has to give two gets. Right, the first one is lechada to Rachel. Let's say to the backup. Yeah, he says Amar La. Well, it doesn't really matter. Right, this is a get on condition that Leah doesn't die. But lechada Amar La. The other one, he says, this is your get on condition you don't go into shul on Yom Kippur. Well, what does that do for us? Right, so again, there's three possibilities here, just to clarify. Right, either neither of them die, one of them die, or and Rachel dies, or Leah dies. Right, obviously, we said before that we're not concerned if both of them die. So what's the possibilities here? Nobody dies, right? Rachel dies, who got the get that said on condition that Leah stays alive, and or Leah dies, who got the get on condition that she does not go into shul on Yom Kippur. So what happens? If nobody dies, so then Rachel, then the get was good, right? Right, because she got a get on the condition that Leah should not die. So if nobody dies, Rachel was never married, was divorced the entire time, and then that's fine, right? Good? Meaning then Leah will go into shul, so meaning that would invalidate her get, and then she turns out that Leah was married to the Kohen Gadol the entire time. If Rachel passes away, so then obviously Rachel was divorced, because Leah is not going to go into shul. Because Leah goes into shul, right? Meaning Leah obviously stayed alive, so therefore Rachel is divorced actually before she died. Leah goes into shul, so her get is no good, and then the Kohen Gadol is still married, and was married to Leah the entire time. But if Leah dies, so then right, Rachel's get, which is on condition that Leah does not die, Rachel's get is no good. So therefore, Rachel, the Kohen Gadol was married to Rachel the entire time. And Leah didn't go into shul, right? So therefore, she was divorced, and therefore he was married to one of them the entire time. In that scenario, she was married to Leah the entire time. So Gemara says, well, Vidilma, again, if you remember, the first condition was that Leah has to go to shul to invalidate her get, right? To mess up her get, right? Her get was on condition that she does not go to shul. Well, if she does go to shul, right, then there's no get. But Vidilma lo ma'asi chavrta, maybe Leah won't die, but lo ayale the basic kenesses. Right, Rachel's get was on condition that Leah does not die. So maybe Leah does not die. Therefore, the get is good, and Rachel is divorced. And maybe the problem is maybe lo ayale the kenishta the basic kenesses. Right, maybe Leah won't go into shul. Right, v'havi le gita the tavayu gita, and then Leah's get is also good. V'kam le below bias, and then he was divorced to both of them. Meaning then the Kohen Gadol had no wife. Alice, rather, the Gemara says, finally, this is, if I'm not mistaken, this is the end of it. El lechad amar la, to one of them, he says, Areze giteich amanash lo tamuz chavertech. Right, he says, let's say, to Leah, right, this is your get on condition that Rachel doesn't die. El lechad amar la, Areze giteich amanash shekhanes ani lebeze kinesis. Rather, the Gemara is more comfortable with the Kohen Gadol being the one in charge of going to shul. Right, he's the one who's able to kind of control it. He's already, he's able to take things into his own hands. So he says, so one of them gets ready. Let's say Leah gets the get. It's so confusing. Leah gets the get on condition that Rachel does not die, and Rachel gets the get on condition that the Kohen Gadol goes to shul. So now, imaisi ha, if the other one dies, meaning if Leah dies, Sakai Mahas, and then Rachel is still married to him, because the get was on condition that she doesn't die. Meaning if she does die, so then the get is no good, and therefore the Kongalo is married to Leah. And if the other one dies, meaning if Rachel dies, so then Akai Maha, right, then he's married to Leah, and it's fine. Michael and Amar, what is the possibility? What he could be concerned about? Tell him, Maisi Chavrita Bapaga on Avoda, maybe one of them will die in the middle of the Avoda. Favrita Avoda Mafreya Bishne Matim. And then retroactively, he'll have done the Avoda with two wives, meaning if one of them dies, then Rachel's get is, the first get is invalidated. And he was married to both of them. So, well, Ichazal ha'dekavaya lamimas. Well, the Kangalo, if he goes to see that the second wife is about to die, so kademiu vayla beis hakneses u'mishavi l'gita d'hagita l'mafreya. So then he can just run to shul, right? And then it turns out that right, if you know the dying wife was divorced retroactively, right? Because and then he was only married to one woman at the entire time. Now, in a chanami, that if she dies suddenly, obviously that would be bad. But the ma'aseh, okay, right? Tachlis, that's pretty complicated according to Rabbi Yehuda. But that's the procedure there. Now, maskif. Here, let's see. Now, this is already akasha, right? If you remember, we said that beso implies one wife. Right? We say beso implies one wife. That was the basis of our whole back and forth. So the Gemara says now, Maskifla Ravasi, Ravitimara of Avira, so Elameata, if you're telling me it's true, if you look at Rashi, second line, you have Elameata, came to Amran Lael Beso in Kashne Shtaima Mashma. If you tell me the word Beso implies only one, Shteyu Vamos Habos Mi Bais Echad Lo Yisi Avmu. If for whatever reason a guy is married to two wives, right, again, it says the word Bais also, by Yivama. So the question is, by Yibum, if he's married to two wives, Lechora, if Bias or Beso means one wife, Lechora, you should not have to do Yibum if the guy was married to two wives. But the problem is that's not true. The problem is not true. If both women are subject to Yibum and he has to marry one of them, and then the other one can get remarried. So the Gemara wants to know if Beso implies one wife, Lechora, the halacha that says Beso, i.e. by Yibum, should not apply. So Gemara brings another drasha, Yivimto Reba, that the Torah says that Yivimto twice to include both women, right, in the halachas of Yibum and Chalitza, in the case where a guy, Rachman al-San, passed away and he has two wives and he had no kids. Maskev la-Ravina, now another question. V'itemar of Sharvia, said El Meata Arusa Lo Tisyabe. If you're telling me now, again, one of the things we also said is that if Beso implies that they're fully married, right, that Kiddushin is not, or Erusin is not considered to be Beso, it's not considered to be fully married. So if you tell me that that's true, again, it says Beso by Yibum, so then Arusa Lo Tisyabe, you would think that a woman who's an Arusa, who's just done Kiddushin with a guy, and then the guy passed away, Rechman Al-Sam, without kids, so you should not have Yibum either, right, because they're just. They just had Kiddushin or Erzin, and they're not fully married, and the Pasuk says Beso, right, a Bais. So the Gemara says, Hachutza l'Rabbos Zarusa. So the Gemara says, Enechaname, that you need another Joshua, that the word Hachutza, the Pasuk says, Lotzi Ish Sameis Hachutza l'Ishzar, that the person, that this other woman, whose husband passed away, on the outside, should not be to a strange man, that meaning they have to do Yibum. So that implies a woman, what kind of woman is on the outside when her husband passes away? So someone who only had half of a marriage, right? They only did Kiddushin and not Nisuin. So that is there included in the halachos of Yibum. Okay. Tanur Rabbanan Vanan D'Rabraisa. Kohen Gadol Makriv Onen. If a Kohen Gadol, now this is not related to anything we've done before, Kohen Gadol will bring korbanos when he is an Onen. In general, right, Rechman Tzlan, a person is an Onen when one of their close relatives pass away, before the body is buried. Usually a Kohen, as we'll see in a second, is not allowed to do avoda when he's an Onen. But the Braisa says that a Kohen Gadol does do avoda while he's an onen, ava eno ochel, but he's not allowed to eat any of the korbanos, right, any of the kachim that he brings. Rabbi Yehuda says kol hayom, all day. Now, of course, says my kol hayom. What does that mean? You did not say anything. What is that? What's all day? So now we're gonna have a bunch of possibilities. We're not gonna get to all of them today. We're gonna have one possibility today, and then we'll do another one tomorrow. Amar Rava. Rav says, "Lo nitzko el lahavio mitok beso." What he means is, no, bring him from his house where he's I guess, in mourning, and bring him to the house. And Rashi explains he has to do avoda kol hayom. The Kohen Gadol should do the avoda all day, meaning he should be all day in Beis Hamikdash. Abai said, "What are you talking about?" Hashda Rabbi Yehuda fukim mafkinen lei. According to Rabbi Yehuda, if a regular Kohen, becomes an onin in the middle of the avoda, we take him out of the Beis Hamikdash. The Tanya has learned in a brisa, Cohen's doing some sort of avoda on the mizbeach. He heard a relative of him passed away. Rabbi Yehuda says he puts it down and leaves. Right? He gets out of there. Rabbi Yossi Omer Yigmor. Rabbi Yossi says that he should finish the avoda and then leave. But v'ata marta ma'isina leim imtok beso. You're telling me that a Cohen gadol, right? If Rabbi Yehuda shita, this is Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda shita is that a Cohen who becomes an onan has to leave the Beis Hamikdash in the middle of his avoda. Now you tell me that you bring the Cohen gadol from his house, right, to do avoda as an onan. That doesn't make sense. Right, so the Gemara is going to say El Amar Rav, right? He's going to explain differently. But that's what we're up to right now. And it's Hashem, we'll go back to Hei Lekashas tomorrow. Have a great Shavua Tov and a great day or night, depending on where you're listening to this.